Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
This is a very different question. An attendee in the audience, there's been a lot of discussion with regards to gold about attempts to suppress the price of gold, a lot of discussion of manipulation about the price of gold, and a lot of discussion about government secrecy surrounding gold. An attendee here wants to know, with specific reference to the demand by the Germans for 1,200 tons of gold, and an agreement by the Germans, as I understand it, to receive their gold over 7 years, whether or not the panel believes that there is as much gold in Fort Knox as they have stated. Jim, I'll start with you.
You know, this is a debate that's been going on since I've been in the market. And there was finally one audit done at Fort Knox, and the gold was there. Well, that was, I don't know, 20 years ago or whatever. And ever since then, they've been saying we want another audit. Look, there are two bodies of gold. There's one at Fort Knox, which is the American Depository. There's another one underneath Wall Street, which is the other one, which is traded between the gold deposits of nations. I think the one in Fort Knox is still there. Let's hope so. And I'm not sure how we can have a debate about it, because how can you argue about a fact? Either it's there or not. You know, Ron Paul has demanded to have an audit of it, but he's just one voice. The American people don't seem very interested. In fact, they're being criticized for having apathy. But, you know, what do they care?
Jay?
That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to wonder why the government refuses an audit if everything is kosher. And that the fact that the gold is there doesn't tell you that the United States owns it. It's hard to say. It could be leased out to someone else. I mean, it's a mystery why it would take 7 years to get a relatively small amount of gold to Germany. And then you combine that with the trading patterns when you see huge amounts of paper contracts in the COMEX and the LMBA, and you have to wonder, I mean, just the mere magnitude of the trades suggests that it's somebody very, very big that's involved. I have to think there's something fishy going on. The fact is that the real price of gold is higher than what is quoted on the COMEX, and the reason I say that is one of the panelists from Kitco was talking about how the Indians are paying $300 on the black market, $300 above the quoted price on the COMEX. So to me, that's more indicative of what the real price is. I think there's manipulation by somebody who is at the very top and who's commanding it is another issue, but something's funny going on, I think, in the gold market.
Al? Had a conversation yesterday, lasted about a half an hour, with Dr. Paul, who you mentioned, Jim. Ron is very, very much in favor of, you know, auditing, you know, the gold vaults, what have you. During the course of this conversation, he said, I brought this issue up to numerous people, going back to very early in his political career. And the latest person who, if I'm not mistaken, he spoke with was Ms. Yellen, and she said, why bother? It's a non-issue. And Ron's comment, which I think was very, very apropos, is theoretically it matters a lot, but why are we wasting our time? Because we're not getting anywhere on that issue. And I would have to say, you know, I kind of have to agree with that. I'll never see it. I can't control it. There are things that I can control. You know, I have one thing in common with Jim Dines, and that is I like to make money. And worrying about whether or not there's any gold in Fort Knox, when you have people of the caliber of, you know, former Congressman Ron Paul saying, we just can't find out. My question is it worth losing any sleep over?
Adrian?
You know, by nature, I'm not a conspiracy kind of person. You know, I prefer to look for open explanations to things. But having said that, I mean, I agree with Jay on this. I mean, you're right, Jim, there's been a debate about this for a long time, but I believe the last audit of Fort Knox was in 1953, at the beginning of the Eisenhower administration. There is plain no good reason not to have an audit. That's the point. Mm-hmm. There is no good reason not to. And when a Treasury official goes before Congress and says, we don't need an audit because I've been there and seen the gold,
sure.
I mean, that is just BS. I was at a Cato Institute on Monetary Reform, on the Fed, actually, a couple of weeks ago, and Wayne Angel, who's a former Fed official and actually sort of one of the better ones, if you like, he said it's a non-issue because, I mean, the Fed just wouldn't do anything like that with the people's gold. And we're supposed to just believe it? There's just no reason not to have an audit.
Exactly. But, Adrian, any discernible difference that you can see between the Republicans and the Democrats in terms of the direction of the country and society for the next 10 years?
There's a clear difference. And I think it's a bit... I hope no one's going to say there's no difference. It's a bit puerile to suggest that there's no difference, but I don't think it's a. I don't think in the fundamental direction of the economy, having a Republican administration and a Republican Congress is going to actually solve anything. It might slow things down. Yeah, we need fundamental change, but it's not going to come. Certainly not going to come from the Republican establishment. That's for sure.
You know, a couple of comments. I just want to elaborate real quick on the comment that I made about is the gold really there, is it not really there? One of the reasons that Jim Dines is as successful as he is simply because he's into subjects that will make you folks and hopefully us money. And talking about is there gold or is there not gold in the Fed, it's really what's it going to do for our pocketbooks, for lack of better terms. Talking about is there a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, like my listeners, I got one guy who basically calls politicians the two-headed snake. And I think that's very true. I think that something that I heard, I guess it was about a year ago, you know, the only real difference, aside from some theoretical differences between the Republicans and the Democrats, is the Democrats spend and borrow, and the Republicans spend and tax. So you kind of have a choice there. And that's, I think, human nature being what it is, I think all politicians are simply power-hungry individuals who really don't give a damn about anybody but themselves.
I think it was George Washington that said it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I don't think there's much difference, and I think the people that run the country, certainly the President of the United States does not run the country, anybody that thinks that. If he did, how would it be that Nixon was unable to get the CIA folders on Kennedy's death when he asked for them?
Because he was Nixon.
He was the President. I mean, it was Jimmy Carter just recently giving a talk to a German trade group in Atlanta. Der Spiegel quoted him as saying that we do not currently have a working democracy. That's a former president of the United States saying that. Jimmy Carter I was never a fan of his. But, of course, our media never picked up on that. But it's not anything that should be shocking to any of us. We don't hear about it anymore, but 5-10 years ago there was a big stir among Democrats, that we should be concerned about large corporate interests buying favors in Washington. Now nobody seems to even care that that goes on. It's just taken as a given. To think that we, the people, have a say in how our government is run, I think is being extremely naive to think that. So I don't think it matters. I honestly don't. I mean, what they want to do is get the American people all worked up about issues like homosexuality, abortion, various things that get us fighting against each other. You know, Republicans want to cut taxes, Democrats want to raise them. Keep the focus off of the money issue. Keep the focus off of gold. Al, I don't quite agree with you that it's not important. I think it's our civic responsibility to demand honesty in government, and there's nothing more dishonest than fiat money and where it's taking us, because that is empowering and making it possible for all of this corporatism, all of this fascism, all of this military-industrial complex to take off. I mean, it's not that Ron Paul ever got interested in government to make money, and a lot of us have to divide and have to fight with this issue. Should we be trying to fight for what we believe in and what's right, or should we just say, screw it, I'm going to make money? And I want to take mine while it's here. So, I mean, that's something we all have to think about. But I honestly, and short answer is, I don't think there's Tweedledee and Tweedledum between the two parties.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams and my on-air travel companion, David Isby. You know I make at least two trips to Ireland every year during Smart Season travel months, October through March.
It's a great time to take advantage of value-packed pricing and easy access to Ireland during fall through spring.
October through March offers Smart Season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer. And if you like hitting the links...
Ireland's temperate climate provides year-round golfing at some of the best courses in the world. I teed off on courses from Royal County down to Old Head, testing my swing on courses where champions have honed their skills. Isn't it time you book your Ireland getaway?
There are more airlines flying to Ireland from all over America, offering the most competitive airfares during Smart Season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels and inns, all with warm welcomes waiting for you.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, it really is a lot of fun coming to conferences like this and doing interviews. I think it's our favorite place, Corey, to do interviews because really the who's who of the business is here. I mean, the mining panel that I, or the Bulls and Bears Gold panel that I was just on was really just a hoot. Jim Dines and Jay Taylor and John Kaiser and folks like that are fascinating people. Rick did a great job as a master of ceremonies, firing questions at us. Really, really a whole lot of fun. Okay, I got to tell you something
else that I find to be a whole lot of fun, and that's my daily visit to Kitco. Why do I say that? What do we tell you guys every day? We tell you you have to get as much information as you can and then make up your own minds and then take responsibility for your actions. We've got Daniela Camboni with us right now. Daniela has turned Kitco in my opinion, what is probably the best source of information in our sector. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for that endorsement. I'm doing great. I'm having a great time.
Tell us a little bit about how you've expanded Kitco with the media sector.
Yeah, well, we started the Kitco Media 5 years ago. Seems like yesterday, Al, but we had the traffic. We have 1 million unique visitors per day to our site, and we were posting news, and we still post news from various news sources, including your show, Al. But we said, why not start doing our own news? I had a journalism degree, so my boss one day, John DeRica, said, let's start Kitco News, and I thought he was crazy. But here we are 5 years later, and thankfully doing really well.
Daniela, at these shows, you guys stay very busy with all the interviews
right. You
do, all the videos. What's some of the consensus that you're hearing from the experts you're talking to about the market that we're in right now?
You know what's interesting, Corey, is I came thinking people were going to be extremely bearish and just beaten down, but I still find people optimistic that there will be a turnaround in gold. So I'm actually, I find it interesting to see that.
You know, a lot of people, I think, are counting on a turnaround in gold for all the logical reasons. And I would have to say that right now, I think the driver is what's going on with mainland China.
Right.
I've been very, very interested in their actions in the gold sector now for probably, 8 or 9 years. Not that I wasn't interested before, but, I mean, they really grabbed my attention back in 04 and 05. And with what's going on right now, they're taking a pretty strong stance. They're talking economically. They're talking about not buying U.S. dollars anymore. They're talking about basically paying for energy issues with the yuan as opposed to petrodollars. I mean, I think that's going to dramatically affect gold. What do you think?
I definitely think that will be one factor. Obviously, demand from India, we saw it falter a little bit during Diwali, but it's still there, Al, and like you said, China. But I think, you know, ultimately we still have to look to the U.S., and I think that the confidence in the U.S. is not really accurate. There's still a lot of issues there. We still have QE that obviously won't end anytime soon. And with Yellen coming in, what most people expect is there won't be much of a change from Bernanke. So I think the fundamentals will be there for gold.
Daniela, you brought up a great point there where this gold market really does need to be driven by the U.S. market, because right now we know that there is huge demand out there in China, in India, even in Russia for these metals, but the U.S. market is not really shifting their focus back to gold. Why don't you think that's happening right now?
Well, there's just a rush to the stocks right now, and I think eventually there will be a return back into gold. So I think, Corey, it's just part of the cycle. And eventually we'll see it come back into gold.
I have to tell you, Daniela, I couldn't agree with you more. And the main reason I say that, you know, is I'm basically a fundamentalist. You know, educational background, my career, et cetera, has all been based on economic fundamentals. And the United States right now doesn't have any fundamentals. I mean, we have an income statement and a balance sheet that are embarrassingly bad. And that's why I agree with you about gold.
Well, and the other part is we saw the jobs numbers come out, and then 1 week later they revised it and said, oops, made a mistake, it's not as good as we thought, and then we saw gold get a bounce there. So that's my main concern. And again, as a journalist, I remain neutral, and whether I interview guests that are bullish or bearish, I welcome both sides of the story. But, I definitely think it's important to remain balanced, and I think some people get carried away thinking, oh, the recovery to the U.S. is happening, it's happening, and I don't think it's going to happen overnight. That's my personal opinion. So,
Daniela, for people like us who have to follow the news pretty much on a daily basis and being able to see the initial jobs report and then see the revised numbers, it just gets really confusing for investors out there, because it's hard to actually base your investment decisions on news which is later revised. But I don't see this changing. So what do you think could be a couple catalysts maybe for gold moving forward?
Well, you know, there's always those unexpected events, those black swan events, Corey. Again, I think it's, I really think it has to do with loss of faith in the U.S. economy in Europe, and like Al mentioned, demand coming out of China. It's just, there's so many things you have to pay attention to, and I usually ask people, what's the one data that you would look to? People say, if you had to choose one, forget the jobs, but look at GDP. Which is something I think we don't speak enough about. And so I really think you have to do your homework and look at various things when talking about gold, Corey.
It'll be interesting. You talk about the gross domestic product. It'll be interesting to see if the third quarter in the United States gets revised down. The numbers were kind of okay. They were around 2.25, 2.5. But it's looking like for the fourth quarter, it looks like we're going to be going down, down, down. And I got to tell you, I think it's a never-ending story. We've got about 2 minutes left here. Tell us real quick, summarize, if you would, what Kitco Media is all about.
Wow. You're asking a big task here, Al, to summarize that. But we have a great team. We have journalists in the U.S., Debbie Carlson, Alan Sikora, Jim Wyckoff, our technical analyst that everyone just loves, Peter Hug, and we have Alex Letourneau, our mining reporter back home, myself. We have associate producer Sarah Benally, and, of course, John DeRicus leads us all. So we try and cover all aspects of the market, Al, from mining to the fundamentals to the technicals. We try and have a wide variety of guests, whether you're a politician, whether you're an author, whether you're a fundamentalist or a technical analyst, and we just try and bring the whole picture home. We try and go more in-depth than like a Bloomberg or a CNBC would do. That's why we have longer interviews, and like I said, we just try and have a variety of guests, and we just want our viewers to be best informed as possible.
Where I have to really give you a lot of credit is, if I'm not mistaken, Kitco was probably the first source out there that really started using quality video. Prior to you guys, most people were strictly audio.
Thanks, Sal. Well, of course, not taking into consideration Bloomberg and whatnot, but other sites,
right.
But you know, other sites comparable to Kitco, yeah, we were the first, and I've seen other sites pop up now with video, so it's really flattering. People say, you know, do you feel, you know, how do you feel when you see competitors? But Kitco really has the traffic, luckily. Like I said, we have 1 million unique visitors per day, so we're blessed that we already have people on our site, so yeah, we just want to deliver the best videos possible, and we were able to do it in HD quality now, so which is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, these guys are the best source, in my opinion. Their statistics show it. They are one of the highest-rated websites in the world. Your Alexa ranking, if I'm not mistaken, is somewhere around 2,000.
Hovers around that, yeah.
That is absolutely huge, and you know what? You're really one of the driving forces behind it, and it's a pleasure having you on the
show. Thank you, Al. Thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome in. You're listening to a really, really great weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Our show is originating in its entirety from the Mining and Metal Conference in San Francisco. Corey and I have a great show. We're going to start out with Bob Moriarty. Are you up for sainthood? Is that the truth, Bob? Or something like that?
I don't think so.
And we're going to close out the show with my friend Ron Paul. I'm really, really looking forward to doing that. Anyway, that's a ways down the road, however. Bobby, China. You've got some interest in what's going on over there. You have some interest in how China is, the actions of China are affecting the world economically, etc. What are your thoughts?
Well, what China is doing is really affecting the United States. And I'm going to suggest in a way that they've almost attacked the United States. Let me tell you what they've done since last Friday. They made two announcements on Friday, and they said, one, we have $3.66 trillion in reserves. We don't need those reserves. If China sold their T-bills and T-bonds tomorrow, it would destroy the dollar. They just said they're not going to buy anymore, and that's a giant thing. The United States allowed China to literally take control of the bond market, and we're about to pay for it in a big way. Ron Paul said something real interesting a week or so ago. He did a report on the petrodollar, and he said if the petrodollar ever gets destroyed, it's the destruction of the U.S. dollar as well. The second announcement that China made on Friday was they are no longer going to use the petrodollar. They're going to use the yuan as currency, and that's a really giant announcement. On Saturday, they said the islands that are in dispute between China and Japan, they're going to assume air coverage over the islands, and anyone flying or coming into that zone will be under their control. And that's a really giant threat towards both the United States and Japan. The United States responded by saying, well, that's a pretty provocative thing to do, China. And as of yesterday being Monday, China said, buzz off. We don't care what you think. And these are all really giant things. They're the things I've argued for years, that news does not affect commodities. Based on what happened on Friday, gold should have been up $100 an ounce.
There's no doubt, Bob, that China has been making this play for some years now. They've been building their gold reserves. They are slowly shifting away from the U.S. dollar. And as you mentioned, they've stopped buying U.S. Currency, essentially. They're moving away from the U.S. dollar and setting up what could soon become a new reserve currency. Do you think this is a long way down the road, or do you think we could be right around the corner?
I think it's right around the corner. I mean, for four really significant things to happen in 5 days, that's giant. Yes, they've been buying gold. Yes, they've been moving to a reserve currency, and they have, in effect, just accelerated that move. So I think there's some giant changes coming shortly. I would not be terribly surprised if China said, we're going to go to a gold-backed currency, and that would have an enormous impact.
I have felt that way, interestingly enough, since 2005, when you and I got together in Washington, D.C. at the GATA, I think at the GATA conference or something like that. Having said that, though, you and I have been talking about China, Bob, for an awful long time. You know, I have a real affinity for China. My parents were born and raised there. I was a director of a bank where I was the token white guy. Everybody else was Chinese, real Chinese, okay? Not immigrants, but real Chinese, etc. I know how they operate. You know how they operate? Their time frame is entirely different than anybody in this room, than anybody in this hotel, than anybody in this city other than Chinese. They're going to win.
They're absolutely going to, and I'm not going to suggest that's a bad thing. If you go back to the 17th century, 17th century belonged to the Dutch. The 18th century belonged to the French. The 16th century belonged to the Spanish. The 19th century belonged to the British. The 20th century belonged to the Americans. Every country gets an entire century to screw it up. Well, we are past that. Our century is over, and the 21st century is going to be the Chinese century, to the extent that they've been setting up, and you're absolutely correct, they have a long-term plan. They've been setting this up for years, but they just changed the time frame. There are going to be some remarkable changes in the next month, two or three.
Bob, you mentioned that all these actions that transpired last week and even the week before, that Friday of last week, gold should have moved up $100, but it didn't. Why aren't these moves happening in gold yet? Who's holding it down, or why aren't people waking up to this?
Well, that's real interesting. I mean, one comment that I've made many times is markets do not respond to news. Now, we believe they do because we look at the news in the evening, CBS News or Fox News. Fox says the Dow went up 50 points today because of, and they're trying to make a connection that really doesn't exist. But to the extent that from a fundamental point of view, all of the reasons for owning gold became 10 times more valuable on Friday and 20 times more valuable on Saturday. There are some giant changes happening, and they are going to affect gold, and they're certainly going to affect the value of the U.S. dollar.
I don't see any way, Bob, that cannot become a reality. Regardless of who we talk with, who we've talked with over the last few days at the show in San Francisco, everybody is saying the same thing, not because they're a bunch of crazy gold bugs, but because from a fundamental economic standpoint, this thing, this house of cards, is going to come down, and gold is going to be the only thing that's left, and the soon-to-be largest economy in the world understands the importance of gold in the monetary system. How can we avoid it?
Well, we can't avoid it. The idea that we should avoid it, okay, what we should do is prepare for it. You've got some really good minds, and I just love Ron Paul, and we listened to him together 6 weeks ago in Tucson. The guy is absolutely brilliant. He's a doctor who is a representative, but he understands what's going on in the world. And he just wrote a piece a week ago. He said that when the break it's made between the petrodollar and the dollar, it's over for the U.S. dollar. Now, we know the dollar is going to get destroyed, and China has just said, okay, it's time.
Now, Bob, looking at how to protect our own wealth from a personal standpoint now, obviously gold and silver are fantastic places buying the bullion, but we are at this conference, and we do see a bunch of companies around here. Are there companies out there, too, that we should be putting our money into, or should we just be sticking with gold and silver?
No, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. I'm going to go home, and as soon as I have a minute free, I'm going to write an article, and I'm going to come up with 10 or 12 companies that are so compelling that you just have to own them. One of the companies, and I think that you know Carl Fascio from Allied Nevada. Allied Nevada was $48 a share. 2 years ago. They're $3 a share now. They are producing gold. They're in production. If you buy a stock at $3 a share, you're getting half an ounce of gold. They're making a profit. They're making a profit at $1,240. So if you believe that gold is going to go up, and the title of the article is going to be, if you believe that gold is going to go up, dot, 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 these are companies you should look at. He certainly has one of them.
In full disclosure, Bob and I are also both, I would have to say, fairly substantial investors in a company called New Legacy, purely an exploration play at this moment in time. But you know what? They're also in Nevada, as you know. That's another very interesting company. Bob, I'm looking forward to reading that article, and I think I would highly recommend all of our listeners to take a look at it.
You know, the situation that's going on right now with mainland China is very, very intriguing to me. I have a personal interest in that, primarily because my parents were raised in China, and I was also on the board of directors of a bank where I was, for lack of better terms, the token white guy, and I use that term affectionately for lack of better terms. But all the folks on the bank, with the exception of myself and another director, were from China, whether it was from Taiwan in the case of David Chen, our president, or whether it was in the case of Hong Kong, and the where our chairman Fai Shan was from. And I learned an awful lot about the Chinese mentality over the 22 years that I served on that bank. And I have to tell you, you cannot sell those people short. You have to understand, they're very, very bright, and you have to understand their philosophy. Their philosophy being very different from the typical Western philosophy is they have a very, very different concept of time. They're very astute business people who are very long-term in their thinking. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report, I have my hero with me right now. Don't mean to embarrass you, sir, but Ron Paul is definitely my hero. He has done more for this country, in my opinion, than virtually any living politician. You're turning red, but it's true, Ron.
Do I have to give you my check right now?
You have to give it, yes, you have to have the check right now, and you and Carol have to have us down for Thanksgiving. Having said that, I want to ask you just your opinion on a number of issues. You know, you were asked a number of questions after your presentation here at the San Francisco Gold Show. The one question that I thought was interesting, well, they were all interesting, no question about it, but the question of auditing the Fed and their supposed or whatever gold holdings, what's going on there anyway?
Well, we don't know because they won't tell the truth. And my point that I made was, you know, they always use the excuse that they can pry into our business, and they claim, you know, if we have nothing to hide, the government's allowed to know everything we do. But that shouldn't be against the people. That term should be used against the government. If they don't have anything to hide, why don't we know? And the people have a right to know about the gold holdings. And if they don't reveal what's going on with a true audit, then there's reason to be suspicious, and that's where I am. I suspect they're up to no good, and they will not have the audit, and we've asked, or at least one person has asked Yellen about the audit, and she will have no part of it. I mean, they do not want us to know not only whether the gold is there, but what their financial transactions are like. And like I said in my speech, you know, the Federal Reserve is bigger than the Congress, much bigger than the Congress when it comes to trillions and trillions of dollars unsupervised and no audit, not what's going on. So the system is very bad, and of course that's why I think it's going to fail, and that'll be good.
Dr. Paul, I have to agree with you with everything you say there, is that the system has gotten so bad that the general public just doesn't believe in anything that's being reported right now. But my question to you is, how have we allowed it to get this bad, and maybe what can we start to do to change this?
Well, one thing good about the people not believing in this is that they distrust government, and they ought to. We got there by complacency and gradualism. You know, if they would have done everything in 1850 to the American people, what they've done to us by now, you know, it wouldn't have happened. But it's gradual and steady. And two things happen. One is freedom does release a lot of creative energy, and there's a lot of production, there's a lot of wealth. People get complacent. And then they get concerned about, you know, getting hold of that wealth. And Sometimes it's by hard work, and sometimes it's just by using the government. So it becomes a materialistic society, and they totally ignore what the principles are. And we did that for so long that the principles of liberty were undermined, but we didn't go broke right away. And now we're facing up to a problem where the country is broke, and we have to restore these principles, and it's getting enough people to realize why we're in such financial trouble right now. And I think in a moral sense, it's an immoral system, and it contributes to the immorality of it. You know, if the governments can do this and badger and redistribute wealth, why shouldn't the people just go and shortcut it and go and take what they want? So it's a moral issue too. But I think basically it's we've been very wealthy and we've gotten complacent, but I think that's where we're making great progress. A lot of young people especially are studying and understanding what true liberty is all about. And I'm not even one to ever use the term we have to go back to where we were, or we don't need to go back to a gold standard. We just need to advance the cause of liberty. Money is something that is evolving in understanding and the principles of liberty. I think they're much better understood today in a theoretical sense. But I think once you get another generation which have been introduced to this, you're going to see some very positive changes.
Dr. Paul, I agree with you 100%. You know, we have had a conversation off and on about a number of issues since we met back in whatever, 2004, 2005. And the one thing that I find really refreshing about your attitude, and I don't know if you're going to remember this, but the first time you were on the show, I asked you a question off air. And my question was, Dr. Paul, if we totally get rid of it, and then it was Congressman Paul, I said, if we totally get rid of, what's the word I'm looking for here? If we totally get rid of welfare in our system, you're going to have rioting in the streets. You're going to have anarchy. You're going to have people killing people, etc. And you just absolutely started belly laughing and saying, Carlin, you're not very bright. And I said, well, that's true. But you said, don't you have any faith in humanity?
Well, I think it is. It is true that if people understand what's going on, that if you got rid of all the welfare, guess what? The people who have unfairly accumulated massive amounts of wealth would lose it. So they're the ones that we'd have to really worry about, because they're also in charge of the government. So that's why the lobbying efforts of the very wealthy can maintain their welfare system, and they throw crumbs to the poor. But I think it's basic understanding to understand, you know, exactly what is going on and why welfare does not create wealth. It just redistributes wealth, and it's usually always to the benefit of the very very wealthy people who are already getting the benefits of government.
Well, you mentioned a great point there, I think, is that the wealthy are controlling the government right now, and we've seen this shift and this happen for a long time now, that if you have money behind you, then you know you have political power, correct?
Yes, and I think that's the reason why, I think that's human nature. I think it's happened throughout history. Money and power and tanks and weapons are always behind the government that's in charge. So that's why I think the people have to reject this notion. You know, our Constitution is pretty good. It restrains the government, but it didn't work, because people went up there and abused it, and they overstepped their bounds. So having a constitution that restrains the politicians is not the answer. Well, you could say, well, only send the right people there that will not be tempted. Well, that would work too, and there are some that have been there and they've resisted all this temptation. But ultimately, it has to be the people who stand up to government. Like I mentioned in the talk about when the people finally said, we're sick and tired of the wars, let's not start a new one, you know, the government has to respond. So I think that the people speaking out makes a difference. And this is what we have to do. We have to get the American people not depend on the government and not give them grant. One way you can do this is, you know, if some of this power should be in the states, we should have nullification of these laws. That's a principle that's understood. And I think even when the laws are just horrible, I can't stand the war on drugs because it's so destructive. Well, one way you could do it, just think if 99% of the American people understood jury nullification, that you don't have to put people in prison if they haven't committed a vicious crime. I mean, that is the way to do it. But that is by the people going around the government and almost ignoring the government because they never serve the people. Government should be very, very limited. It should be there to strictly protect the liberties of the people so that they can take care of their own affairs.
You know, you bring up a really, really interesting point. You know, and an interesting observation that I would make about my life as an example is, you know, Kathy and I have moved to a very, the word isn't private, we've moved to a pretty secluded part of Washington State. Most of the people who live in the area that we are in, I mean, you have to want to live there. Nobody gets transferred in. And these are all people about my age, you know, between my age and much younger like yourself. But these, you know what these people are doing right now? These people are basically going in hook, line, and sinker, rolling up their sleeves and volunteering to help other people in I would have to say, almost distressed communities around us. Easy to do when you're retired, but we need more of that in our society. And I think, given the chance, more people would do that.
Oh, I do, and I think we're a very generous society. And if you believe,
I agree with that.
If you believe in the true free society, that government is not responsible for taking care of the poor. But if you have a truly free society, there'll be a lot less poor. But yes, it's going to be worked out. It will be not a perfect society. But it's going to be so much better than, just think of the extreme of big government and what when we it proved to be wrong in the 20th century, and that was the stupidity of fascism and communism. You know, and look at what happened at, because, you know, not only did the people suffer from poverty, the people died and all these problems. So people can't say, well, if you have a free society, I know 1-2% won't get medical care, and, you know, and they'll argue the whole case. And you throw the whole basket away, you know, everything. That is what they have done. And right now the challenge is not so much the 20th century was successful in discrediting radical socialism, but our job right now is to discredit this interventionism, Keynesianism, fiat money. It's coming to an end, and we should realize it's coming to an end. The only question is, what is it going to be replaced with? And that's why we have to offer up a positive answer.
And you know what? People like yourself, people like your colleagues, and people like your son Rand are getting our country back on the right path. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.